This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Fulfilled prophecy has always intrigued me and encouraged my faith in God and His Word. Zechariah makes some statements that uniquely point to Jesus Christ and some experiences He had during His final days on earth. Zechariah 11, 12 through 13 talks about paying a shepherd his wages. Listen, they paid me 30 pieces of silver, and the Lord said to me, throw it to the potter. So it was thrown into the house of the Lord to the potter. It's interesting to note in Matthew 24, 14 through 16 and 27, 3 through 7 that Judas betrayed the Lord for 30 pieces of silver, then in remorse threw it into the temple, and a potter's field was purchased with it. Again in chapter 13, verse 6, it says, a prophet was asked, what are these wounds on your body? He will answer, the wounds I was given at the house of my friends. Jesus came to His own, and they didn't receive Him. In fact, they were a part of the process that led to His crucifixion. It's interesting to note another reference to this in Zechariah 12:10, where God promises there is coming a day when He will pour out on the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and supplication. They will look on Me, the One they have pierced. Finally, in Zechariah 13:7, you find the words, strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. Jesus referred to this while predicting the disciples' desertion in Mark 14:27. These experiences are not coincidental in the life of Jesus. They fulfilled prophecies made hundreds of years before by prophets inspired by God. What they said should be taken seriously.